Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Be Here Now. I'm Heather Filona, and it is March 1st. It's the first of the month, and I cannot believe we're into March, so I'm just going to put that out there because I'm kind of blown away by that. Hope everyone's having a good night. I'm joined by Tina. Tina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited. It's good to be back after a few weeks.
Yeah. It's been crazy. So you guys don't know this, but we're doing Tina and I are doing a little video recording through Zoom, and so when I post these on YouTube, we're going to have the video. And so, you know, one of the things, it's audio is fantastic, and I love it, but one of the things that we aren't able to do is show the cards to people. And so in the event, I typically don't use a lot of cards, but ever since Mystic Moon Oracle or Mystic Moon from Mystic Moon Oracles has been on, oh my gosh, your cards just resonate with me so much. And so sometimes I pull cards for people. And so if you get a reading and you'd like to see the cards, then be sure to check out my YouTube channel. So I post all of the videos, the audios that we do out there. So this is going to be a new thing. So bear with us. We'll see how it goes. So the topic for tonight that we wanted to discuss is around just the journey and of life and a relationship. You know, I've got a retreat that I'm doing, super excited about at the end of March with some amazing ladies. And, you know, it's the Yellow Brick Road. It's kind of, you know, permission to be powerful. And it really just, I have to tell you that the whole Yellow Brick Road, the Wizard of Oz theme has been coming up a lot. And I know that, I don't know about you, Tina, but I know that Spirit uses a lot of these shows that I think we watch as kids or just in general that, like, there's so much meaning to them, right? It's kind of like based on a true story or something, you know, and there's so much resonance with them. And it's funny because I haven't watched it in a long time, but it just keeps coming up. And I know that I'm going to go back and watch it again just because you can only, I think, when you're at a certain age, only take in so much and really understand the meanings behind it all. But I do understand that, like, for example, did you ever see that movie by, what's his name? What Dreams May Come. That is another one where Spirit spoke to me.
That's
and I didn't
one.
Know, I didn't understand. I was young. I didn't understand what I was seeing, what I was watching. And then, like, it was when I was younger, and years later, now that I do this work, there was showing me meaning in that movie that I never understood at the time. So, but anyway, kind of getting back to the topic at hand, the journey along the way, you know, you've got Dorothy and stuff, and she's taking the Yellow Brick Road, and all, you know, the good witch, the bad witch, and, you know, all of these people that she meets along the way in the journey. And, you know, I just think it's there's so much parallels. And I've been thinking about, like, my journey in life and through my mediumship and just through the journey of the spirituality and everything. And, you know, it's really been, I think a lot about it. And I think we've had a lot of callers too that, you know, they've had some, or you talk to anyone really. And especially as we get into this journey, we're not the same people. There's different, you have stages in your life. Right. And I think they say something like your taste buds change every 7 years. Well, I'm pretty sure there's something else along with that. It's like that's a physical manifestation of something else going on a deeper level. Cause I know that it feels like probably every 7 years you go through this to where you're just not the same person. I know that, you know, me and my husband just celebrated our 17th anniversary. And, I remember very clearly at 7 years, I was like, I don't know if I like him anymore. Like, I just don't know if I'm the same person. And I've told people, look, at 7 years, there's a 7 year age is true. And I firmly believe because it has something to do with, there's a 7 year cycle in relationships and circumstances. I don't know what that is yet, but, that's my theory. So at any rate, I've just been thinking a lot about the relationships and, you know, I think when you go along, you feel really sad about some that fall away. I know with me in my spiritual journey, there's people that I don't like, wish nothing bad, you know, for them at all, but it's just, I don't think there's a resonance there anymore because it's a different vibration. So, but you know, it's the understanding and that each person that comes into your life offers you a gift, you know, is there a lesson, or is it, are they getting you a blessing in life, or is it both? You know, what is that gift? And so, I guess what's your story? I'm just curious in terms of what's your story around that, what's your experience? I know I've got a lot to say, so, but I'll let you.
Mine is a little bit, it's a little bit different. So for some, you know, for some people that do know that I lost my fiance, 3 years ago. And in the beginning, right before his passing, I mean, he was very spiritual and was, but I was very skeptic at that time and not really kind of, you know, just closed off really. And, you know, after his passing is when things had changed, right? And so, you know, at that point, I just wanted to, you know, dive into the understanding of the afterlife. And I was just really, really interested. I wanted to connect with them. And it was just this, it just insatiable feeling that I had. I mean, I could just sense them and feel them. So unbeknownst to me, so what happened was, I mean, this is just such a very strange story, but I have to share it with you because it's about meeting people on your path, and it's an incredible story, actually. So, you know, 5 months or so after his passing, I decided to go see a medium. And so I saw somebody local, and she's fabulous, and we're still friends to this day. And it was just really strange. So I walked in her door, had my reading, which was awesome, totally just fantastic. And then she was having these events. And so she had said to me, oh, you know, why don't you come along to one of my events? And I said, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And there happened to be this guy there. And he was, you know, setting up all her equipment for her and whatnot. And I looked at him, and I knew that I recognized him from somewhere, but I just couldn't pinpoint where that was. And I also just had this feeling like, I know him. I know him. I don't know how I know him, but I know him. And so, you know, we went through the event and whatnot. And then shortly after that, we became friends and we started chatting. Next thing I knew, he started talking about where he lived, and then all of a sudden I was flooded with all of these memories, and it dawned on me, I couldn't believe it, but he was actually, when we were 7 years old, we used to go to an amusement park together, and for that whole summer we played and just ran around the amusement park. I mean, I had my first snow cone with him, and then that was it. I didn't see him again. And then fast forward to, I think I was about 12 or 13, and I went roller skating. And there was this other guy, right? Or I didn't know it was him. And so he ended up teaching me how to roller skate. And, you know, he had a little crush on me, but I was like, no. And it's just so funny. And I remember his name as Dave, and along my path, there was always this Dave, right? But he didn't look anything like when he was seven, so I didn't put the pieces together. And then we ended up finding out that he lived, when I was married, he lived literally two homes down from me. And so at the time before children came along, I used to walk my labs, used to go jogging on the road. And my lab got loose and ran away, like ran out of the house and just ran across to the park across the street. And he caught my dog. And so when I went over to walk over to him, I said, oh, you saved my dog. Thank God. You know, and I took my dog back and I looked at him and his eyes looked familiar, you know, and but he was older at this time. So this is now in my mid-20s at this point. And so it was just really, really wild. And so as we got talking, we just couldn't believe it. And so it was these moments, and it was just really strange. It was so funny. And I remember he said to me, do you remember I tried to give you a coupon entry, like an entry fee into the amusement park? It was like $5 off or something like that. I mean, we're talking in the 70s. You know, this is hysterical. And I said, yes, I do. I said, I told you to keep it for memories because he tried to give it to me. And I said, no, keep it because we knew the summer was ending. I'm like, keep this for our memories and whatnot. Heather, he gave it to me. He kept it. And I couldn't freaking believe it. I couldn't believe it. And so, you know, it goes to show you, though, that people are planted in your life for a reason. And I know that the reason was, you know, to come together after the passing of Chris. And, you know, just, it's just an amazing story. And what's really great is that he's fully into the metaphysical and mediumship and all of that. So he's a fantastic supporter of me. And, you know, the relationship, you know, flourished into, you know, a romantic relationship at that point after.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's amazing. Hey. It really is amazing. So gifts that
people bring.
Well,
that's good that you didn't, like, you know, well, that's funny, though, because I would have been like, okay, are you stalking me? Like, what is happening? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I know.
But, I mean, from
yeah,
the end, wow, that's so crazy.
It's
that's
pretty
beautiful.
Crazy.
It
wow. is. It is. It is beautiful. But it is an amazing story. And, you know, spirit had everything to do with that, you know?
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like there was I swear, that's like kind of like for some reason, I feel like there's a movie or something about the train and the people passing, and I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, it's almost like when things are meant to be, they'll happen regardless of what we do. And that's interesting because what you're saying, I firmly believe that, you know, if anyone's ever has ever read the Surrender Experiment, I think it's by Michael Singer. Am I getting that? I always get the first name wrong. It's Singer. Oh my gosh, the same thing. Like, he's like, look, things just happened. My life unfolded and things just worked out. But the people, the right people and circumstances, but like that, you know, it's amazing. And that's a really good, like, it's a love story that, like, it really just shows kind of the path we take. And, you know, some people don't have quite that love journey of the, you know, that
yeah.
kind of positive, but that's beautiful. I think at the end of the day that people will cross your path regardless, and there's always something to be given. And, you know, I deal with a lot of, I was actually reading for someone the other day, and there was a situation where it was a long marriage and there was a divorce, and that's always a sad thing. You know, that's one of those things, but there's a reason. You know, I think when you can get to the point where you can look at the situation for what it was and the gift that it was given, whether it was a child, whether it was, you know, finding your inner voice and your strength or your light that existed within you, I think that's the gift. And a lot of times people don't see that, you know, and I think that's where you can really get to that place of maturity and understanding. And, I mean, that's where I think the North Star for me, that's what I strive to be. And I have the awareness, but I'll tell you what, sometimes I'm like, what the, like, why did they do that? Like, what's happening? And because at the end of the day, we're all human, right? We're all like,
right.
I think it's funny that, I think just because we're spiritual, there's a perception that we all are all always like, you know, namaste. I'm like, you know, like in everyone's face, I'm like, no, like
that's
I get crazy on, I try not to go driving because that's what I'm like, don't cross my path. Oh my gosh. When you're a bad driver, but everybody has something, you know what I mean? Like we all have those moments of like, just, you know, yeah. So,
well, we're human, it's just, you know,
I think that's the thing that, I think we have to give ourselves that space, you know, especially when we have one of those relationships, or it could be a friendship, it could be a marriage, it could be a work relationship where people, you know, things may have ended badly or just maybe like, you know, ghosted you and there's nothing. But it's really, I think it's all about understanding within that space and time what that relationship looks like. And every relationship is a gift. And so even, you know, sometimes the ones that leave your life, but I think they come back. I think there's times where, you know, that door is always open. So yeah, that's interesting. I've been thinking about it a lot because I will say too, since I've really started this and gotten in this, I wouldn't say that I've lost a lot of friends along the way. I would say I've just gained a ton more people, like-minded people, people that I can talk to for hours about just topics that other people would be like, did she just eat a brownie or something? Like, that's not, some people don't want to hear about it. And
right.
Others are really open to that. So yeah, for me, it's about finding my tribe and, you know, the gifts along the way. So yeah, it's interesting.
And even Lisa, you know, just connecting with Lisa here, I mean, she opened me up spiritually, and so that's what it's just so bizarre how everything just kind of came together from a tragedy, you know, but then it was like, oh my goodness. And as you said, find your tribe. I mean, it was just, and so locally here, you know, I have my tribe here locally and then my tribe online and everything like that. So it's absolutely, it's fantastic. You know, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. And some relationships, as you said earlier, they have fallen away and that's okay. And it's, you know, it was for a reason. I learned something, whether it was patience or whether it was compassion or something with that. And, you know, I just always send love anyway, you know, no matter what, and wish the best for everyone. You know?
Yeah.
And
I think that, like, you know, thank an ex. I think there's a lot, like, I'm telling you, people are jamming out on that because they're like, yes. And it's such a positive, like, thank your ex. Like, thank, whether it's your ex friend, your ex lover, you know, whatever it is, thank an ex, because each one of them has such a gift for you. And so I just love that song because I think so many people, like, they're like, yeah, okay, I got this. Like, I'm, you know, shifting it, reframing what's happening here. So, yeah, I think the world needs a lot of that. So yeah, that's awesome. So do you want to, we have a bunch of callers in the queue. You want to go ahead and jump in?
Absolutely. I am ready.
That. Okay. Let me look here. Okay. So we've got, let me just make sure. Yep. There we go. Okay. All right. Area code 917. Hi caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Great.
Hi. Yeah, hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Sylvia. I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Julie from New York. Is that, did I hear that correctly?
Sylvia?
Oh, Julia.
Sylvia?
Okay, Julia. Julie.
Sylvia!
Sylvia. I'm sorry. Sylvia, wow, okay. This incense in here is getting to me. Okay, so yeah. Sylvia.
Hi, that's
wow. Okay, so what can we help you with, Sylvia? You have any questions?
Yeah, it's two things, which are actually kind of related. One is, I've actually found out about you through Angela from Mystic Moon. She's also incredible. And,
oh, yeah,
totally. Yeah. So one is related to my twin flame, and the other one is actually my work. So we are not together. He's actually with a karmic partner, but I do see him every day because we work together. So I'm also looking for a new job, which I have to find until the end of April. So it's kind of like, what, you know, if you can help me out with the situation with me and him. Will it improve because him being with a karmic, you know, it's painful for me and I don't know what to think about the future and also the job situation. I'm starting to apply, but I haven't gotten any replies back. So it's starting to stress me out, but I do feel that me leaving to a different work might be actually good for me and him as well.
Okay.
I don't know if he can help me with that.
Okay, yeah, so why do I feel like I'm sure he has other commitments, but I feel like there's something else that's pulling at him. It feels like a very strong pull to him on some other obligation or commitment. Do you know if he's currently, like, in a relationship or has, like, obligations to a circumstance
or
situation?
Yeah, so he has he's in a karmic relationship for almost 2 years, and I think I've heard through another friend that she wants to get married, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like he has a connection to her and I'm sorry, sometimes when people are talking, I hear spirit, but I feel like it's been a while, so I don't know how long you said, but I feel like there's something around 10 years, too. I keep seeing 10. I'm not sure what that is, but there's something around that's been a while for him. So, I'm gonna shift onto the job situation because I'm jumping around here. Is there also a child involved?
Not that I'm aware of. Like when we met a few years ago when I moved to New York to work for him, and we had an instant connection and it was amazing, and then he just ran out, like scared. But what he told me is that he didn't want to have kids. So I don't know about the child situation.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. This is a hard situation. I don't feel like this is going to be something that I have to show you. So you know Mystic Moon, so you know her cards are phenomenal, and I'm going to hold up these cards here that I've got. So the first one, and just to be clear, like I'm so attuned to her cards, they're so amazing. And so they pop out, like I don't pull them out, they pop out. And this separation card had popped out. And so if you're familiar with her deck, that's the card that had popped out, unfortunately. And I was also getting nostalgia and unawakened. And all I'm going to say is I feel like there's some things along his path and things that he has to do. And this resonates exactly with what I was feeling, but I just wanted to confirm it. Because anytime it's a message that I know that someone probably doesn't really want to hear, I feel better. And, and the other I got was the answer is no. And so all I'm going to tell you, this is really important for you to focus on the career aspect, because this is what, there's something with you, I don't know what this is, but it feels like you're in a, I don't know if it's, there's something up and coming with you around your career. Do you understand this? Like, I feel like you're on the cusp of, like, if the calories that you're taking in terms of putting in that relationship, if you refocused it on the career situation, I feel like you have the capability in which to elevate yourself. Do you work for some sort of like, do you work for a company that does like PR or communications, or
it's science related. We're scientists. So it's not even a company. It's like academia.
You said it's science related?
Yes, it's science. Yes, it's scientists.
Okay. I feel like there's something, there's an opportunity for I know this sounds weird, and there may even be something from the work that you do what I'm trying to say here. It feels like there might be an opportunity for whatever do you guys do, what do you call them, not case studies, but something where you do experiments or something that lead to trials, that's what I'm trying to say, like trials, do you understand what I'm saying? Have you ever been a part of those things?
Ideally, in a really, really long term, yes. The goal is always to find, like, you know, we work with infectious disease. We'll be actually to find a cure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I kept picking up lab work. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm picking up, and I don't know about you, Tina, but I'm picking up that I feel like there's going to be some breakthroughs or something that's happening in that space. Like, I kind of feel like it's a big deal. And that's why I'm seeing, like, PRs and stuff, and I'm seeing, like, there would be an opportunity for communications around. I've been seeing a lot of communications around that because I feel like you guys might end up coming up with something and being aware of something that no one else is. Like, you might discover something. It's not going to be overnight, but I feel that being a big deal. But I feel like there's something about the focus that you do and you put into this is going to really help advance it. So,
I
don't know
if
you know what you're
doing. I just want to make sure I get a new job by the end of April, like a really good, you know, location with nice people where I can do good science, and maybe be away from him might help us both as well, because he also struggles being around me, so it's not easy for any of us.
And I definitely see you getting the job. Sorry, because I'm already there. Like, I already see it in your space.
Yeah.
It's already in your energy space. So it's like the fact that you're telling me you don't have one right now. It's like, well, I see that you do. And so
I applied to one last week and I didn't have any reply. So I sent another reminder email today checking in. I still haven't heard back. I'm hoping I could get it because I think this would be a good one, but like the not having a reply is giving me anxiety.
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah, Tina, what are you picking up on that?
As far as the twin flame relationship, the only thing that I saw clairvoyantly, it was just, you know, no face really. It was just a figure of someone, and it was just kind of darkness. And so that person wasn't, you know, presenting themselves to me. And so it was definitely standoffish. And so that's the energy, and that's what I'm feeling around that. The card that I did pull up for you, Sylvia, is solitude. And so it's just with, you know, a female all alone, you know, in this space. And it's a good thing. Solitude is a good thing. And I think that's the space that you need to be at right now. I'm not seeing anything else with the twin flame relationship at all. I see like a separation and just you working on yourself and you know, and just being in that solitude for your growth, for I'm hearing the word healing, for your healing, okay? The other thing that I did pull, the other card that I did pull is communication. And that was connected, I asked the question about your work, and so communication had come up as well. And so just to make sure, you know, to speak your truth, what you want, don't be introverted as far as what your wants are, what your desires are. So definitely be outspoken when it comes to that. And with Heather, I mean, I saw a lab coat, I saw lab work being done. And so, you know, the same thing, I'm fully concur with what Heather said. I'm already seeing that job. I'm already seeing you in that direction. And so that's what I'm picking up for you. So I hope that helps.
No, it does. I it's like it's two things stressing me out. Knowing that, you know, the job will come and it's going to be good, it, of course, it helped me. But the whole, you know, situation with the twin, it's just hard knowing that, you know, it's still separation time, man. Going to a different job location will help us. Because it's hard sometimes when you're in another person's energy, like, because he's around me and he just, you know, you can feel how much he fights to, like, not engage with me. And it's just sometimes it's like maddening. I just don't understand. I never understood why he fights this.
Well,
I guess.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll say for you, Sylvia, it'll be really helpful for you to sort of break away, because it feels like this little, like, you are complete and whole. Like you've got it all. Like, but it's almost like when your energy field is with him, it's because of like you don't like. It's almost like it's dulled out. I don't know what that is. I feel like it's almost like because there's something about where you just, it doesn't resonate right now for what you need. I have to tell you, I keep getting this, and I understand that you're in science and stuff, and that's fine. There's something major around communications with you. I can't, and the fact that, you know, you pulled the communication card, I'm telling you, I keep seeing, like, you will be someone that later on, he's like, oh gosh, yeah, like, I was connected, I really, like, I liked, like, we dated, and there's something, your energy, you're breaking away from the situation. You're pulling your energy away from this. There's going to be a confidence that comes around you that you haven't allowed yourself to go into that space. Like you're seeing yourself through his eyes, not through like the eyes of source. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think it's okay. That's actually nice to hear because I do love my job, but I feel like my goal was never, I want to be successful, but my main goal was always, you know, find my person and have a happy life with him. And that's why I think I'm struggling so much because I found him and for whatever reason, it's not the happy life. It's not happening, but maybe I should just focus more on work.
It's going to clear just a lot of energy for you and it's good. Yeah. Go ahead, Tina.
Dane, that's his name. Yeah.
Yeah. Sylvia, one more thing I was picking up on is, you know, the energy that this is depleting you because you're, even though, I mean, you're consciously aware of how you feel and your emotions, but, you know, you're also just not really conscious about how much it's draining you. And so, therefore, your sleep is getting affected and everything else. And it's really just taking its toll on you. And so by that separation that needs to take place and then you focusing on yourself, that's what that solitude card had come up and that healing that I was getting. So that's what's going to happen with you is you're going to be able to step outside of that situation and really just focus in on yourself and focus in on how you feel. And you need that. You need that time for yourself, you know, and that's what I'm hearing from spirit. You just need to have that separation and to have that time. And I just want you to know it is draining you.
Just one last thing to coincide. These cards fell out as well, the pause card and then the fresh start. So it's kind of like, and I'm telling you, the reason why this like break is happening right now is because you need to go into your new situation with the release of that energy that's you know, holding you down. So there's good things coming for you, and you just, it's hard, but surrender and trust me, things are going in your favor without a doubt.
Yeah, that's true. It's beautiful to think, but sometimes it's just hard.
I know.
You know, it's the unknown. Yeah. But so as for the job, I just wanted to, I had like three top plans that I think I would be happy at. And the one that I really want is just stressing me out that is not answering me back. And it's like, why? I think I would start sleeping better as soon as I get, like, you know, a good, yes, you can come to my life. That's causing a lot of anxiety.
But you know what? Like, trust me, the universe is going to line things up appropriately. And especially when you let go of things that no longer serve you. There's things in my life that I'm like, gosh, I wish I would have got that job. But then later on, I'm like, I'm so glad it. Because my path, I had a job, I remember when I was younger, I wanted without a doubt. And I never got it. And I ended up getting a better opportunity. And so, and it completely changed my whole career for the positive. So
yeah,
I see the same for you. So
whatever one I get, it will be good. That's good to
know. Absolutely. There you go. That's exactly the right attitude. So good luck to you, Sylvia. Please keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
Let us know, certainly.
Thank you both for your
absolutely.
Help. That was very helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sylvia.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you too.
All right. Let's see here. We've got. Let me bring in the next caller. We've got area code 860. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Amla and I'm from Connecticut. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. And did you say Alma? Is that right? Did I get that right?
It's Amla.
Amla. Amla.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Amla. Okay.
That's so different. Yeah. Wow. Gosh,
yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So what can we help you with?
I am. I really believe in destiny and of course the angels and you know the higher realm guiding us. And I just was wondering if you see a significant partner coming up. You know, it's like I've come so close and I feel. Like, I'm supposed to meet him soon this year. Is this listening what you feel?
Okay. Can I ask you, did you have a male figure that's coming forward, but he's passed, and I don't know if this is a father or grandfather for you. Does that make sense? He's a...
grandfather. It could be my grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But were you were close to him? Do you know that to be true? Were you close to your grandfather?
It's interesting. I'm always like fascinated with ancestors. One of my grandfathers I never met, and the other one died when I was five. So, but I always I remember. Yeah, I just I call them ancestors.
This one's connected to your father. So this is
the one that's connected
to your father.
That's my the woman. Oh, that's my She came here to America. We're from India, but I was born here in the States.
Oh no,
so,
I'm sorry. The man that's coming forward. This would be your father's father. Is the energy I feel? Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes sense. He died when I was five. Yep, I met.
Okay, perfect. So he, okay, good. For whatever reason, his energy's around you. And I have to say, there's something I want to connect with the energy with your father as well, because I feel like immediately when you started talking, he came in and I feel like there's a dynamic with your father. And it's almost like, I don't know if this is like anytime when I kind of show in the mirror, it's like the feeling of like finding a man like my father, or there's something about that dynamic with the father.
Yes. That makes sense.
Okay. So, but you now, because I'm trying to dissect this. I feel like there's an interesting relationship with you and your father. I feel like there's love and stuff, but I feel like it could be, there's a little bit of a banter. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The need to please and that type of thing. Like if that's the parent that you want to please. And so your grandfather's stepping forward to acknowledge that, because I feel like because anytime they're doing that, there's something around the relationship and the connection of that, and why, like, the men that you sort of are attracted to and the men that you date. I'm kind of backing up from that energy. So I understand that's what he's saying, but I'm just trying to figure out what, that's interesting. So he's making me feel like there's something with you to where you tend to, would you say that you have an attraction to men that maybe are not always showing you the interest that you deserve? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's hard because, yeah, it's almost like oh, that guy's not really showing me interest. I like him. And, but it has to do with the connection with your father. I won't go into that, but I feel like it has to do with the energy and the relationship that you've always had with your father. And because it's always like, it's almost like he was never, maybe you had to kind of earn that love from him, or you really had to, push on that. Okay. So here's the thing, and this is the hard part about the work that I do, because I want to be like, yes, absolutely, you're going to meet someone and blah, 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 blah. But if I'm being honest, and I'm going to tell you what I tell people when I do readings for them, is that if that's not working for you in terms of being attracted to the ones that are not attracted, like, or not necessarily, engaging when you're engaging them, I feel like the best course of action for you right now, there's some dynamics that need to be healed with your father. I feel like there's something regarding the relationship with him and the dynamics with him as well, that it's almost like, and that's the reason why your grandfather's stepping forward. It's almost like you have to go through that to get to the other side and have peaceful relationship, because mm-hmm. you'll always kind of repeat those patterns. So, yeah. So I won't go into the full, go ahead.
No, I just was saying, it's interesting that you said that, because this is the past gentleman that I dated. It ended about, I would say, a month ago, but it was, we started dating last summer, and, he's the replica of my father, and it's interesting that you're saying all this, because that was the learning lesson. And it's completely over with this guy. But it's interesting that you're picking up on that, because I was giving him everything, and then I wasn't getting much in return at all, unconditional love, anything. So there was a healing. So interesting you picked up on that.
And I just, gosh, I don't know, Tina, if you're getting anything else, but I feel like I just need to tell you that, like, you don't have to earn people's love. Like, you understand that.
Right.
Like, you are good and whole who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really important for you to know and come to sort of a peace with, because, they would be lucky to be with you. And, So it's, I feel like there's some, just a few things that in terms of the dynamics of your father, that if you can heal those things, I feel like, I mean, you're already seeing it. You're already on the cusp of it. You're seeing it. So you're halfway there, but there's a little bit of healing that can really bring, like, let that residual energy go to bring forth a whole new relationship, one that you've always loved and deserved. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Interesting.
Are you getting anything, Tina?
I was picking up on some female energy, and there was a few females, and I was trying to decipher. I was asking, are you an aunt? Are you, and their energy felt very angelic-like. And so I'm like, okay, so if that makes sense to you, they were just kind of coming in really, really slow, and they were just very loving. And so it feels like a family member, though. I still want to say a family member with you. And this woman would, she was very, very, very kind and just a heart of gold, because I just kept seeing a gold heart. And so I was asking her, you know, what would help you to heal your heart? And, you know, she was just saying some time is what she was saying to me, and also to recommend some energy healing on your heart chakra.
Okay.
You really, that would be very beneficial for you right now, because I am feeling that it's just not spinning the way that it should be spinning. I know there's, as Heather mentioned, there's residual energy.
Right.
So I'd like for you to do that as well. But okay. These two females here, they're, I feel like one is a spirit guide of yours, and one is, I'm still going to say, an aunt of yours in your family.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yes.
Because I am
absolutely
getting these. Okay. And was she, because now I'm getting the tingles, and your aunt, was she just very nurturing type of woman?
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Okay. She's very lovely. And she is giving me that feeling like she is an angel. So I'm just getting that sensation from her. She's really just giving me all these goosebumps as we're speaking right now. And so she's very happy that we're able, you know, Heather and I are able to give these messages to you, because she does want you to heal and go forward with that. And she's
right.
She's just showing me, she's just hugging you in loving arms, and always know that she is always with you. Okay. And, so please work on that heart space of yours. Okay. So
okay.
I hope that helps. Okay.
It does. It just, it's wonderful to get that reminder. And I think, you know, of course, everything happens in divine timing, and I needed this past relationship to obviously really see dead on of what I needed to work on and my value and within myself. So absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Make an act, girl. Amen.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's an amazing journey. Like it's what you seek is seeking you, right? And I think that's Rumi.
Yep.
And it's fascinating how universe provides, and when you're done, and it was interesting, I'll wrap it up, but like this one last thing, this last relationship was very karmic. That's why it was so hard for my heart to let go, because it was very, not only familiar, but I felt like I was married to this person too in a past life. So it was very hard for me to let go. But once I was ready, I was ready, and I'm actually getting chills now. So yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, I'm on my way.
Yeah. Good for you.
So,
well, and this is exactly what we were talking about at the beginning, that, you know, and when you can get to that point of peace, and like, I just love where you're at with it. I feel a sense of calmness around it. And that just validates everything you're saying, that you are in a sense of peace with it. And the recognition of what that meant in your life and where you're going.
Yeah.
And so good for you. And I'm sorry, one other thing, do you tend to have stomach issues? Do you have stuff? You have stomach issues?
Do I have stomach issues? No, you know what? It could be just I worry a lot. So I know that's from the second and third chakra. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm getting pulled down to that area as well, the chakra, like the kind of the root, the sacral, that type of thing. I'm getting pulled in that area.
Okay.
And so I feel like there's some things that you need to just – and it just feels like it's that kind of the – it does feel like that. It feels like it's easily addressable, though. So just, don't worry. The piece that you have in this situation, take that and push it down in that space. And just, like, it's almost like, you know, tell your chakras, we got this. We're going to be okay. It's
going to
work out.
Yeah. Absolutely. And YouTube helps a lot. I always do the chakra meditations and things like that. It helps a lot.
Yeah.
So I do that before
absolutely
I go to bed, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love your energy. Yeah. Well, thanks, Elma. It's you're a beautiful soul. So let us know how you're doing. And
thank you so much. My name is Leslie, and I'm gonna use some oak moss essential oil. That's really beautiful for a heart opener. For anybody who knows oils, oak moss. It's beautiful. It's very earthy.
Nice.
Of course, it's from the tree. So.
Good.
It's
that'll
very
help
nice
grounding too. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes, and
awesome.
It actually when you touch it, it's gooey like the tree too. It's like it's not liquidy. It's gooey and molasses like texture. So it's interesting.
Thank you.
Interesting. I could talk to you guys forever, but. Anyway, I'll let you know.
Maybe we'll have you on and talk essential oils. I love that. Oh my gosh,
I know it.
Wow.
Anytime.
Well, thank you again. All right.
Take
have a good
care.
Night.
Thank you.
Have a
All
good
right.
night.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Let's see. We've got. I'm just looking to see here who. I want to make sure it doesn't always put the ones in order in terms of the oldest caller. Okay. Here we go. So we've got area code 415. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name? You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Anne from California.
Anne from California. All right. How are you, Anne? What can we help you with?
Good. I'm interested in a mediumship reading.
Okay. Is there anyone in particular that you're looking to connect with, or just anyone that's coming forward, or?
I would say mother, a female.
Yeah.
Mother or aunt.
Yep.
Mom.
I have two females that are coming forward. So I was like, right when I said that, I had two females that are coming arm in arm, so
yes,
I know that they were related.
They
to each
always
other.
Come
okay,
together.
Perfect. Yep, they're coming in, absolutely. So, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm like, they're already here. So
yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, so do you also have a sister or a sibling that is, I'm getting, there's another female that they want to acknowledge that's here, but it might be another female energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is this
just
your sister?
A live sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They're just acknowledging her because they're like, okay, she's not with her right now, but she's there. So they're just saying we're coming for both and we're saying hi. So,
okay.
So that's it on that. Do you also have a son or there's a young man I want to talk about as well. There's a young man. Who's the young man? Or
well,
it's a young,
I had
I'm getting a boy. But
there's a friend who passed as a teenager and he comes in a lot.
Okay.
I can't think of someone on the living side.
Let me see here. Let me just keep going. Okay. He was younger. Was there a connection with baseball in him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He's coming forward as well. Well, you got the whole crew coming in here. So, okay. Wow. So let me just ask because they are all. Let's see. I just want to see what they let me say. Okay. I feel like you have something going on. Like it feels like there's something, a change happening in your life at this time. Do you understand that? Like it feels like, I don't know if this is like a crossroads or if there's something like a shift that you're making. Does that make sense? Okay.
Definitely on the, everything, but definitely on the career, on the work area first. But which leads to everything else changing. Yeah.
Yes, and it feels very, I'm just going to say it, it feels really good. Like strap your boots on because I feel like there's going to be some really good things happening for you. I don't know what this is, but
I'm
it
kind
feels
of
like,
freaking out right now.
A good freak out though, yeah? Or freaking out like going out of your comfort zone freaking out? Okay, yeah, because get ready because you're going to have to go out of your comfort zone. So spirit is pushing you in ways that you are just going to be like, why? But do it. It is like, I'm so happy. Like, I feel like, I don't know what to, I just love it because there's all this good energy and I just, wow. Like, all I'm going to tell you, whatever is happening, like, I'm being shown the world around you, like, being stalled out and you're fast tracking it. Like, you're the Indy 500 and you're just on it. I don't know what's happening, but things are going to start picking up big time for you. Like, I've never been shown that from spirit. And so, they're just showing me that, get ready. Like, I just feel really good things are coming. So I'm sorry to overwhelm you with that. Like, that's probably not very grounding to say that.
No, it's great. No, it's
happening.
Good. With that last full moon, there's a lot of cleansing, and I just feel a little drained right now. But I'm ready to, now I just am in that phase. So I'm just ready to build again for that, to have energy to do all that.
Yeah, that was part of your purge. I
definitely.
And then is your father?
Huge.
Is your father still here?
Yes, he is elderly.
Okay.
He's yeah.
Yeah, your mom wants to acknowledge him as well. For whatever reason, she wants to acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't get around as much. He's not mobile. Is that correct?
Less and less.
Yeah. So she's just saying that because you've already been kind of busy, but you are going to get much busier. Like, don't forget about, you know, those people, right? Don't forget about the ones that you love. Not that you would, but, you know, sometimes it becomes hard to, like, less and less easy to go and, you know, check in with the ones that we love when we get busy. But it's just something about, like, I just, like, your mom's like, it would mean the world to him just to kind of check in with him and just see how he's doing. And because you are
yeah.
going to be busy. So she wants to acknowledge that. So,
yeah, every day I call him every morning.
Good, good. And keep doing that when you get busy, because I trust me, you're going to have those
yeah.
moments that it's going to be just with what's
mm-hmm.
coming. Yeah, no, it's all good, though. It's all good. So, yeah, Tina, what about you? What are you getting?
I just kept feeling like with this, there was going to be a move. I just kept seeing just boxes being packed, things
mm-hmm.
like that. There's going to be a change. So, I don't know if this with this job, it, you know what I mean? If there's going to be, because it feels to me that there's going to be a move or a change in your living environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
does that make sense? You're ready?
Yeah,
okay.
I've been in the city. The city is getting too much for me, and I need to be out a little bit out of the city and more nature around me.
Okay. It's so funny because they were showing me like a horse and carriage. So
oh.
I'm like, what is that?
That's a little slow. I don't know.
No, no, but that's my reference for the like country living. That's
well,
so funny. So that makes sense. Okay. And your mom and your aunt, were they close in age? Were they?
Yeah, they
were.
They're not related, but they were best friends.
They were. Yeah, and they were close in age, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And was the aunt, was she like the one you wouldn't tell your secrets to? Does that make sense to you? Like you would
yeah,
just open up to her
more?
Yeah, she
was yeah, she's like
okay,
the crazy one.
Yeah, that's how she's making me feel.
In a
and
good
she's
way.
The one that
crazy
showed me,
fun. Yeah.
She's the one that showed me the horse and carriage, so that's
oh,
a fantastic
funny.
Sense of humor.
Yes.
I love that. So, yeah, that's what you know, they're showing me that there is going to be a move, and I do feel it. I'm asking what, you know, time frame. I'm getting, like, the number two. So I'm thinking within the next few months there's going to be a change. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, so I'm preparing
for
that.
Too far out.
Yeah, I have been – yeah, I don't know how I'm in the in-between state like right now. And I've been preparing for it, but I don't see the job. Like, I know it's coming. I know the move is coming, and I haven't
yeah.
seen it yet. So I'm just kind of, I don't know, the
yeah,
best way
coming.
To make it, to bring it in. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely coming. Heather, are you picking up on anything about the job at all? I'm
no,
not picking
no,
up.
No, it's funny. No, it's
like
yeah,
through
this,
friends,
this
like through somebody I meet or through friends or, you know.
I just feels like it's going to be an unexpected thing. I think this is why there's like nothing, there's not a lot of
That's
energy
why.
Around it because it's
oh,
going to
okay.
just drop in. It's literally going to be this like plopping in. But I have to tell you, this is very interesting. Your mom is like making me feel like, I don't know what the thing is, the cleaning of the baseboards, but like there's something about cleaning of baseboards or like getting things ready. And like,
okay.
you're the type of person that when you does it make sense that you're, you know, some people their form of meditation is cleaning. Do you resonate with that?
I'm kind of on all or nothing. Like I'm not an everyday
yeah.
anal person, but if I'll do it on a weekend, I'll do everything. You know, then I'll
yeah,
just
you're, yeah,
do every drawer
that.
And
that's,
every
that,
closet. And,
yeah, got it. That makes sense. I understand that. I understand what she's saying. Yeah, so it's one of those things. She's just showing me that. Like, for you, I feel like
okay.
there's some things that I feel like that would be good for your energy right now. Yeah, I feel like it's a physical release, though, and it helps you. There's something about the meditation. You need to connect. You know that you also have the capability in which to connect as well, and so don't deny that. I usually don't tell people that, but I'm getting that for you.
Yeah,
so,
in the dream, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's how mine started. Yeah.
Okay.
That's when and when. Yeah. So trust me. Like I used to have prophetic dreams when I was a young kid, and I didn't know what that was. That's just how they communicate with you when you have that capability. So you have the capability. You're going to get a lot of information. Like trust me. Go clean your house. Like do some baseboards. Get crazy. Things are going to start coming to you, and it's going to be pretty amazing. I really feel like it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to let us know.
It does
though.
Feel really good.
Yeah, it does. Like good things are coming, no doubt. So it's just, but
it's
like, honestly, what I have to tell you, what I feel like I'm getting and why I'm not getting it and why Tina's not getting it is because it's like spirit doesn't want us to ruin the surprise. Like there's a code here and they're like, I just feel like it's that. It does feel like it's
like
surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't break code. They don't. And yeah, I just feel like there's that energy. Like don't say anything. So, okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
So, but they might tell you, like, there's something about you going and cleaning, and I feel like you're going to get some downloads, so, for sure.
That sounds good, yeah, because my other work is kind of drying up, so I do have time now to do some deep cleaning and packing.
Yep, there you go. Get ready, because that might be part of why they're saying that as well, because of the move that you're going to have to make, or you're going to make. You're not going to have to, you're going to want to, so... All good things coming your way. So, yeah. So,
yeah, this is the first time I've listened to your show. So, I'm glad I found you guys. And
thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening. So, cool. Well, have a good weekend, Anne. Have a good night and have fun cleaning and then stop by my house afterwards, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Music.
Have a
good
night.
A bottle of wine and some music. All right.
There you go.
Good.
That's my girl. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
That would totally make cleaning so much more funner with wine, actually.
Oh,
I need
to
try that. Like, it's like, because it's like, but then I would probably just get tired. Never mind, I'm not doing this. I'd be like, what mess? You know, who cares? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's funny. All right, let's see here who else we've got. All right, so let's see. We've got area code 816. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello, my name is Dawn and I'm from St. Joseph, Missouri.
Hi, Dawn. I said Dawn, right? That's right.
You did.
Okay, perfect.
You got it.
Okay. Got it. All right, how are you, and what can we help you with?
I'm well. I was just curious if there's anything around actually finding some results to some medical stuff going on.
Okay, is there also something with the insurance companies or something going on with that as well, where there's some question around... Okay.
That's hilarious. I actually had to reschedule a procedure due to that.
I feel like they're being kind of difficult about it. There's something around that there's like question.
Yeah.
But is there something? But I also feel like there's something around the type of like they're like questioning like, do you really need this or like it just feels like it's a little bit of a they're kind of putting you through the ringer in terms of. Being able to pay for that or get the support that you need for it. Is there something with blood work as well that you're having to pull, or is there something with your?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Spot on.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. I have to tell you what I feel in terms of the circumstances. I feel like there might be some things where they want you to do a couple alternative paths, might be two alternative paths before you take the one that you know you're supposed to do, but it's the medical or it's the insurance company like inserting themselves in and saying, yeah, but let's pay for more stuff because we think that actually might help it out better. But I feel like you're going to ultimately end up having the procedure done. Like I feel like it's ultimately going to go in that direction. I'm not sure what that is, but
yeah.
Yeah, it Yeah, I feel like it'll work out. I'm in with that. So,
yeah.
What about you, Tina? What are you getting? Yeah.
I was picking up the same things you were before she said it. I heard health. I know this is going to be a health question. And you nailed it, Heather. Spot on. There's nothing else really that I can add to that at all. And that's just, it's getting through the process and having that patience is mm-hmm. what I'm feeling too for you. But other than that, I wasn't picking up anything else. Yeah.
Okay. And what is that, the, is there a connection, sorry, with the, I'm also, is there, does diabetes, like what's the connection with you and that? And then like candy or something. Why am I seeing that? What's the connection here?
What was the first word you said?
Diabetes.
That would probably be my grandfather.
Okay. Okay.
Just passed, but that's not me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's passed over. Okay. So, and he was
just,
he had candy or something?
Literally just passed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. This is mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. That's his energy just trying to pop in real quick. Cause I was like, why am I getting candy? And okay. So he was into like licorice or something as well. Did he like licorice a lot?
That, okay. Yep, that would make a lot of sense. Yep.
Okay. He's showing pictures. Okay, got it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow, his energy, he's just popping in. Did he have an Adam's apple too? Was there something like he's showing me his throat or something with the throat? And I don't know if it's significant with the Adam's apple or there was something actually with the throat. Like I don't know if he was intubated or something. I don't know what this is, but he's showing me something with the throat.
Probably intubated, yes. Okay. I wasn't around when he passed. He was from a different state, so unfortunately wasn't there when he passed. So, but yeah, I'm sure he was.
Okay, okay. Just really quick, he's showing me feathers. So pay attention mm-hmm. for a I see a white feather dropping from the sky, and I feel like he's saying hi. So
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, his energy, he's lighting me up right now.
Yeah, I have a very big bird connection anyway, so that's great. So
there you go. Yeah, I kind of figured it was a bird. Like I was like, so you may have already, a bird may have already come and kind of visited you, but that's his connection, the way he's communicating with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And then
amazing.
I'm sorry, do you have a daughter? Do you have a daughter?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's coming to her as well. So he's just saying she's seen me, like she knows I'm around. So don't be surprised if she mentions that because she's saying he's already visited her. So he's a sweet man.
Good.
He's such a sweet man.
Yeah, he is very. I have to tell you, I am seeing a blood doctor once a month since September. So that was spot on. So
okay.
So you were spot on. That it's just a frustration mm-hmm. of not knowing. There's no answers mm-hmm. yet. So there was supposed to be a bone marrow procedure Thursday, and it's actually moved to next week. So, but you were.
Okay.
But it was due to insurance, so that the insurance company not wanting to, pay, wanting to say it wasn't long enough for, testing of high white blood count. So, but yes, very much spot on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, just hang in there. It's gonna get easier. And I feel like I also want to talk about your energy. Like, there's something with your energy that when this. Something's going to change with that. Like there's something about like being lethargic. I mean, clearly with blood, that makes sense, but it's going to get better. So just don't stress over it because stressing will not help you in this circumstance.
Sure.
It just makes
absolutely.
It worse. So, yeah.
Right.
So
wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Let us know.
Thank you.
Please.
Will do. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye. Okay, let's see here. All right. Do you want to go for another one, Tina? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We've got some more in here. I want to make sure we get in another one. Okay. All right. Let's do area code 631. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne. I'm glad I got on.
Yes.
Hey, Suzanne.
How's it going? Where are you from?
I have two questions. I'm subbing as a teacher aide for a certain place, and they're hiring. Do you see me getting hired soon as a teacher aide where I'm working? I'm a sub.
Okay. Let's see here. And I'm sorry, what state are you calling from?
Long Island, New York.
Okay, Long Island. Perfect. All right, let's see. Is there something regarding, I don't know how the stuff works in New York, but I feel like there might be something regarding, like here we have para, where it's like you have to kind of go through a process in which to kind of get hired and all that stuff. Does that make sense? I feel like there's something like a little bit of red tape within the school district that you're seeking to get into.
I don't know. I'm hoping I get hired soon.
Okay, yeah. I see it being a positive. I don't see anything that it. I don't see that it's not going to happen, but all I'm saying is that I see that there might be some sort of red tape or some paperwork that you have to complete and which to do so. So there's some sort of red tape around that. I don't know, Tina, what you're getting around that.
I was getting, it wasn't fluid. It just wasn't flowing, if that makes sense. And it goes in with what you're saying, Heather. There's definitely something that I don't think it's going to be the position that she's thinking. I still think she's going to be within the school system, but I don't think it's going to be that position exactly. It's like it almost is something just a little bit different. Does that
really
make sense?
Only because I'm a teacher aid sub, one-on-one,
right.
And then I even talked to the principal. I said, do you see me? You know, I'm interested in a full-time one, and I know they're hiring because they asked another substitute if she was interested, so they must be hiring soon, so I don't, you know.
And you spoke with the principal already?
Yeah, this Monday.
Okay, so that's good. That's a good thing because she knows your interest in it, so that leaves it open. So that could have been, like, the disconnect I was feeling at first. Yeah, because I feel like there, like Heather was saying, there's some red tape with that, and there's other things that need to get put into place before you get the position, if that makes sense to you, because that's what I'm feeling. Yeah, I feel like there's other things that have to happen in order for you to get to where you want to be, but I feel like it is going to be within that school system, that district. I am feeling that it's going to be within the people that you're working with now, but something different, okay? Just a little bit different within that work environment.
You mean maybe a different classroom or a different?
Yeah, there's something. You're not going to be where you're at now. There's definitely going to be like a change.
I'm in a different room all the time because I'm a sub.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, but it just feels like, so you're a one-on-one with students right now, you said, correct?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Okay, because I'm also seeing, like, children with autism, like, specializing in ABA therapy or something like that, because I am seeing, like, all the sensory things on the floor, so I'm seeing, like, you're kind of moving in that direction.
I can't do that because I'm not certified or anything. You know,
right,
I,
so that's what I'm saying. There's going to be a change. I know you don't have that certification right now, but that's something that maybe you could go into an interest for you.
No, I really don't want schooling.
You don't want to? Yeah, because
no.
I feel I do see, this is what I'm seeing in the room itself. So I am seeing, so I don't know if you're, like Heather was saying, like a para for someone within that, but that's kind of what I'm seeing. It's not really specific. These are just the images that I'm seeing within the school system. It seems like that's where I'm being pulled to and drawn to.
Yeah,
well,
I think
some
the
of
point
the...
is... Sorry,
I'm sorry. What were you saying then? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think like Tina's saying and kind of what I'm getting, I think the point is like, because we haven't been teachers in the classroom, so we don't really kind of know the process or some of the things that the symbols that they're showing. But what Tina and I think I know what I'm saying as well, is that it's not going to go exactly the way that you expect. So I feel pretty strong that you've got like the view of what you expect, and it's really hard to see anything else beyond that. But I'm telling you, whatever vision you have, it's not going to go exactly the way you see it. It's going to go different. I don't see it being bad. It's just different. And so I would say it's probably best for you right now to kind of pull back and surrender, because things are going to go in a slightly different direction. And when she
will
was talking about that,
well, maybe or something.
I'm not getting anything about that, but I am getting I'm physically showing you in a different classroom, and I actually see like art stuff around it. And so a lot of times, like with when you work with sensory kids, like that would be my translation of that, is the arts, because that's a big thing that they do with kids. That now, again, not saying you're going to be working with sensory autistic, because I understand it's specialized, but there might be something around like arts and play. But I feel like it's transitional.
Oh, that's the kind of children I do work with.
Perfect. Okay. So that's
okay.
So then there
okay.
you go. So that's what I'm seeing for you. I
mm-hmm.
see you in an arts classroom, and I see you doing those type of things. So I do see it happening, but it's not going to happen on your timeline. So I know that they might be doing a round where they're hiring, but I don't feel like you're going to be in a situation where you're not going to have a job, is what I'm saying. It's just not going to go.
Oh, you mean I might have to wait a month or?
Yeah, I feel like you're just going to have to wait a little bit longer than you would expect. So it's going to work out. I do see that. But it's in your best interest at this time to kind of pull back the expectation, because things are going to actually work out a little bit better than you expected, is what I believe.
Oh, that's
and it's really what's meant to be. Yeah, so it'll be a good thing for you. So
can I ask one more
yeah,
question? When do you see a boyfriend
yeah.
coming in? Is it another?
Shit. It's so funny because right after I started saying that, I saw a man. I was like, are you married? Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I knew. Okay,
I wish I was. I want to be.
Okay. But, yeah, it's so funny. I'm like, really? What is this? I was like, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because I feel like for you, you're someone who it's almost like you kind of want someone to take care of. I know that sounds like sometimes people say that they want someone to take care of them, but there's something about your energy that you like taking care of others. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not anymore.
I'm just saying that's what I'm seeing around you. So there's something, there's an energy. I feel like there's an energy of a man that's coming forward, and there's something about you that like you wanting to take care of him. And maybe that's like the essence of love or something, the feeling of like, you know what, I really want to take care of this person because I truly love them. But it feels just very nurturing. And so that's what I'm getting, because it's not one of those where you're sitting back and they're doing everything for you. It feels like there's this like really feeling of like he's there with me and he's a solid rock. So that's what I'm getting around it. But I feel, and it's someone to occupy your time in a positive way too. Like you want someone to be able to sit down and watch your shows with. Like, I don't know if you're like, I feel like you have a ritual or something around watching shows and like kind of.
Yeah, there is.
Like
I watch a TV show with my girlfriend every Monday. The
yeah.
Bachelor.
I know you want him by your side. And so I'm being shown that. And so I see it happening, but it's going to take some time.
What
I feel
time?
Like
I hope
really
not months,
for you.
Years.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to say, but I feel like there's certain things that there's just a process that's unfolding right now. So trust the universe. Like I wouldn't get that if I didn't see it. So it's,
I mean, do you have any idea?
When?
I mean, is it going to be a couple of weeks, a couple of months? I want to see you in a couple of years.
it's April 15th. No. Oh, sorry. That's a package. Or 14th, no. I don't know. I'm not getting a specific time, honestly. I feel like it's going to be before the summer. That's what I'm feeling. But I feel like there's some shifting going on with the school and the certain things that are happening there that I think it'll happen. So it's coming. It's coming. No worries there.
Did the other woman hear anything about a man, too? Hey.
There you go, Tina. What are you getting?
It's funny because before she asked the question, I was drawing and I'm looking, I'll doodle and I'll let spirit kind of take over. And I'm thinking Thanksgiving because I literally doodled like, I can't even, I don't even want to show you because my drawings are horrible.
No, show us because we have a video
now.
Come on.
It's like a harvest. I don't even know what you would call it. You know that, here, I'll show you guys. Just don't laugh at it.
Cornucopia.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
that thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm drawing.
The cornucopia, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cornucopia,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just kept drawing Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking about, you know, Thanksgiving meals and turkey and So I'm leaning towards that time frame. And I asked, is this correct? Is this the type, you know, the time frame? And I was kind of getting this. So there's a lot of free will to this too. So there's the possibility of it. So just to, you know, make sure that you have an open mind. Make sure that you just, you know, you go in everything, just being open to the possibility.
Yeah, and I got karmic partner just popped out. So to go coincide with what Tina's saying, the card karmic partner just popped out. So, but there's something I think, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, Susan, with you, there's something about wanting also to be able to share the holidays with someone. Do you understand that?
Yeah, you're right. That's right. You're very right.
That's why it is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was saying that today that I'm tired of just sharing with my I have a son, but, you know, and then my mother, but I want to get married, too, not just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny. So this is, I love it. I love what Spirit just did because I was getting summer and she was getting like Thanksgiving. But when you were doing that, I was hearing that it's about wanting to celebrate the holidays with someone. And that's the beginning of the holidays. And I'm telling you, Susan, like, I know you can't see me right now, but if you go, like, I pulled a card and it said summer. So I'm just saying.
Also, maybe I'll meet him between.
Yeah.
Bring in summer.
That's what I said before the summer. Didn't I say like right before the summer? And I didn't even like that. They just pop out. Like I don't even really pull them. They just kind of popped out. And I'm like, oh. So
no, you have
I'm
other
just, people. Yeah.
I know you have other people, but I just want to one quick thing. My son's going to come to back live with me. Live with his dad right now because he's going to go to college, and he wants to be a police officer. And he wants to stay with me like 4 days a week. I think that's going to work out, right? Hoping.
It feels good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had there's something around it. Yeah, no, it feels good. It feels like it'll be a really good balance for you. I feel like, do you do crossword puzzles too? What's the situation with
crossword puzzles? No, I hate crossword puzzles.
What is the situation with crossword puzzles? I was just being shown crossword puzzles out of nowhere. Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe it's for the next one.
I never had that.
You never know.
I don't know. I know.
You know?
You know what? It's for someone who's going to listen to this because I set the intent and there's someone who is going to hear whatever and it's relevant to them. So I don't think that's for you, Susan. I think whoever's going to hear this will have a very similar situation and that's going to resonate. So because that's random. So, anyway, well, good luck to you and let us know how it goes. But all things.
All right.
Are
you on every Friday night or?
Yep. We're on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless something comes up, but pretty much every Friday night.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So.
Okay, thank you.
Very cool.
Yeah,
right,
thank you so much.
Susan.
Give us a call and let us know.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. All right. So, Tina, do you want to do... We'd have to make it really quick unless you're good.
We can do one more.
Okay, we'll have to make it really, really quick because there's a lot of people, and I know this one's been waiting for a while, so I want to honor that. So let me just pull that up. We'll have to make it real quick because it'll just cut us off. all right, let's see. We've got area code 256. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Yeah,
my question is about. Well, my question is about career. I have been teaching for a while, and I left for a minute, but I'm back into teaching. But I desire to advance. And right now, I'm in a place where, I'm kind of just going with the flow, trying to figure it out. So.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a daughter?
No.
Okay. Why am I picking up on a younger girl's energy around you? Who's the little girl? Is this your niece? Who's the little girl?
Yeah, niece.
Okay, because she found you a lot. Is that true? Like, you help her out with her or something? Like, you watch her or something? Okay, got it. She's showing up as a daughter for you.
She's 18, so.
Okay, got it. Okay. There's something with her energy. Okay, wow, that popped in right away. That's so interesting. I'm Okay, let me see here. Let me just kind of tune in. For whatever reason, there's a little girl that's in your energy space right now. Let's just keep going and see what else. So you're looking around career specifically. I have to ask you, are you kind of pursuing the path of like when, are you pursuing the path of what you, the feeling of passion, what you should be doing, or maybe what you feel like you're being like, okay. Okay. It's important that you do that because I feel like they're showing me this feeling of like, I don't know if in the past that you've sort of like taken the path of what maybe you think would make you money or where you should be going or kind of looking around and like, well, what am I supposed to be doing versus what you need, that like your heart's calling you to do. I feel like those doors going down, like, and I have to tell you this really strongly. This is interesting. You really have to honor your heart and your space with the next steps that you take. There's something about like going through a gateway and making some changes and going into an area, but you're going to have to really check in with yourself to ensure that you're doing what you want and not doing what someone else wants. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Okay. But for whatever reason, it's really strong around you as well. There's something really strong with your energy around that. Is your father still here?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have a really strong personality?
He does.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like we should probably talk a while about that, but there's something around everything I just said. I feel like I want to put that energy on the dynamics with your father. It's about pleasing you in this life, not about pleasing someone else. I feel like I just want to emphasize that for you. And so keeping going down that path and not worrying about, because, you know, money doesn't equate to happiness. It just never does. It's about doing your heart's passion, and you'll always be successful when you're doing that. So I feel like things are going good in that direction. I'm sorry, I don't know what you said you did, but I'm also getting a connection to school as well around you. I don't know if there's looking.
I've been teaching for a while. Yeah.
Okay, because I don't think you said that, and I'm like, why do I keep saying school? I'm like, I don't know if Susan was still with us or something in my space, but okay, yeah. I do feel like it'll be a good thing for you. I do feel like you're going to be changing classrooms too, though. Like, I don't know if you're teaching one group. Like, it's almost like I'm being showed the third grade and then the 10th grade. There's going to be something, like there's going to be a change in terms of the group that you do that with, because you're going to, it's almost like when you graduate and sense of support a different area, that's what I see for you. So I see it being a good thing, but it's really, you can take it in so many different directions. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Tina, I don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, just real quick, I just feel your energy just really humble with a lot of gratitude. So I feel with what's going to be coming your way, you're just going to have that appreciation. You know, you go with the flow of things. And so that's what I'm feeling and getting from your energy, Kimberly. So, you know, my feeling is to just, you know, exactly that. Go with the flow. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're where you need to be right at this moment here in time. And I just, your energy feels really good. It just feels really positive. You feel very, like I said, very humble, very grateful for, you know, for even the smallest thing means a lot to you. You do appreciate a lot of things. So, you know, the universe always responds, and it's just very funny how the universe does respond. So, you know that good things are coming your way, and they do support you and have your back, and that's just what I'm feeling from your energy, Kim. So
okay,
so I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you very much.
Good. You're very welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Tina. Good. Okay, we're through. Wow, that was, time flew tonight. I don't know if it's getting to see your pretty face or what's going on there. But I'm like, hi, I love it. I love doing it.
Oh, that
night.
Was
this
so fun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Well, So that's it, folks. I think there's we're going to be on again next week, and we kind of just like let the topic, whatever, you know, comes up, whatever spirit guides us to at that time. And so if you need to get a hold of me, we do the show every week, Tina and I. Sometimes from time to time we'll have guests, and sometimes we do not. Because we're kind of playing right now with Zoom, we're going to kind of keep it small so it doesn't get crazy and we don't confuse people. So we'll continue on with this. And if you need to get a hold of me, my website is heatherbellona.com, or you can check me out on Facebook. I'm on the Medium on a Mission. You can reference me as that. And Tina, can you tell others how to get a hold of you as well?
Yeah, my website is messagesofcomfort.com, and you can also find me on Facebook as well. So, wow, that was wonderful. Thanks for the callers also and the listeners. Very fun show. It was great. Great connecting with you, Heather, and Spirit, and the callers and the listeners. So I hope everybody has a fantastic night. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Have a good night,
week.
And I'll be posting them on, yeah, absolutely. And they'll be on YouTube along with our videos, so you can see our mugs and along with our cards that we're showing. So if you want to check it out on there as well. And yeah, so everyone have a great weekend. Thanks for all the callers and listeners, and I hope you resonated, and have a good one. Good night.
Good night.